It's the Mornings with Ed show, just a couple of minutes after 8 o'clock. And Mondays is always a great day here because it means the Artist Corner. And we are fortunate this morning to have Jocelyn Miller in our Artist Corner today, local artist. We created this because you could be living right next door to someone who is absolutely talented and dedicated to art, and we don't even know it. So let's meet Jocelyn this morning. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
It's great. I've checked out your art online. I'm already a fan, so I can't wait I can't wait to ask you about some of these pieces. What got you into art?
Well, I've always been interested in art. My father is an architect, so design was always part of my upbringing.
Right.
I've always taken art classes, but about 4 years ago, I got more serious with painting.
Okay.
After coming out of a life-threatening illness, I just had a second chance at life and wanted to explore this fully.
Now, a life-threatening, you had a bone marrow transplant, so you were in trouble for a while.
Yes, I was.
Okay, tell me how close we got to losing you. What exactly happened?
So in 2012, I became extremely ill. I had two life-threatening diseases back-to-back. Went through all kinds of potential treatments. Nothing worked. So the last resort was a bone marrow transplant from my brother. So my brother saved my life in December of 2012.
Yay. Is he listening tonight? Is he listening right now?
I hope so. I gave him the information.
All right. Let's send him some love out. What's his name?
Leeson.
All right. Leeson. Hey, cool brother move, man.
Yes.
Right on.
Very, very cool.
So you started art. After you started painting after as a second chance, you thought now that I'm okay, so what was that thought process like?
Well, it was actually, I have a bucket list that I love the feeling of being alive now. And it's mostly filled with adrenaline type things.
Right.
Some pretty crazy things. But one of the things I wanted to do was to just express myself artistically. And my husband for Christmas gave me a lesson with my absolute favorite artist. We had collected a couple of his pieces.
Okay.
His name is Jim Strombotny. And so he said yes. So I had one lesson with Jim, and from then on he's taken me under his wing and he has become my mentor, and we have a great time, and he helps me along, critiques my pieces, and so I've been studying under Jim.
That is such a great story.
Yeah, now, it's been lots of fun.
Now, when he critiques your pieces, does he stand over your shoulder as you're creating them to critique, or does he wait for the finished product and go, this could be different, that could be different?
More the second scenario.
Okay.
His studio is in Anaheim Hills.
Okay.
So as soon as I have a few pieces ready, I will go up there and visit him and show him what I've done, and we just sit around and talk about them, and he's helped me so much.
Right. I should mention to the audience, she really does have this aura of a lust for life thing going on. You really do. You really have this I'm awake thing this early
Thank
in the morning.
You.
You really do. So I, with that in mind, tell me about the transformation from being terrified and scared and then discovering second chance. What's that moment like? What's that epiphany like?
Well, I'm a weird person. I never thought I was going to die. I never felt like I wasn't going to go home and resume my life. Mm-hmm. I was in the hospital for 100 days, and my family would come and visit me every day, and they were very scared and nervous. But for some reason, I never went there. And it wasn't really a conscious decision. It just was how I handled it.
It's that soul. It's that fighter's mentality that you must have.
I guess.
And I want to turn the page now to a painting of yours of boxers.
Oh, yes.
And we just had a championship heavyweight fight this past weekend. And as I'm checking you out, I'm like, wow, that's one of my favorite pieces.
Thank you.
Tell me about that. It's what do you call it?
That one is Lenny and Joe. Those are the names of the two boxers. And I titled my paintings with full sentences.
Okay.
Because I kind of get to know these characters as I paint them.
All right.
So the title of that piece is "This Bout Is for More Than a Title or a Wad of Cash." For Lenny and Joe, the winner of this bout will undoubtedly win the affection of Tina, the ringside groupie.
That is so great. There's a story behind the painting that actually it's you could have that could be like a it could turn into a cartoon. Mm-hmm. That's so great.
Thank you.
Now, do you have favorite types? Do you prefer that athletic thing? Do you have a female that you have in mind as you paint? Is there a type that you paint that you like to stick with?
Or you're comfortable with? I try to paint people.
Right.
It's mostly people, and they're mostly in situations that bring a smile to my face and hopefully to my viewers' faces.
Right.
There's always just a little struggle or some quirky little part of the painting. There's, you know, someone peeking in from behind or
there's always a quirk.
Something like that.
There's
a
always
little,
right.
Little quirk. I like quirks.
I like that too. I also find that you I'm not sure whether you do this on purpose or not, but you deal with shapes magnificently. When you look at something as a potential piece of art, are you first looking at shape or are you looking at color? What are you looking at when you see something that you want to put on the canvas?
I look at all of that. I don't know if I look at one thing more in particular. Mm-hmm. Some idea will come to me usually with my head on the pillow or with shampoo in my hair. But something will come to me and I will sketch it out. And at that point, I kind of look at how the shapes are relating to each other.
Right.
And then I'm all about color. I love color.
So, I'll tell the audience right now, multiple colored fingernails, and I'm positive multiple colored toenails probably as well. Yeah. So, yeah.
There's paint on here to add to those colors. But, so yeah, I like to push colors around and see what works and what puts a smile on my face.
So where can our listeners find your work currently?
So I have an Instagram, Jocelyn, it's Jocelyn Miller Art.
Okay.
That's my Instagram, and you can find my paintings there.
Okay.
I'm also going to be having a show at the Laguna Gallery of Contemporary Art this Saturday evening. From 5 to 9, there will be a reception. I'll be there. We'll have some food there.
Let's talk about that some more. Let's talk about that some more. Then, now, are you ready for the show already? Have you already prepared everything, or will this be one of those last? Oh, I need this last minute.
I think I'm pretty close.
Okay.
I think I've got it.
Okay.
Hopefully, there'll be no panicking at the last. But I think I've got it pretty well.
And the selection process for what you want to show, is that tough? Are there things that you may leave at home that you regret later? How is that selection process and what decides it?
I'm going to be bringing probably more than will be hung.
Okay.
And we'll just see what works together on the wall, and the rest may just hang out there in a side room, or I might take some home. But I'll take more than is needed.
What's the most recent piece that you finished that we'll be looking at?
I just finished a piece, and it's Mrs. Flanagan barks until she's blue in the face, but her pleads fall on Timmy's deaf ears, and it is a painting of Timmy with a kind of a devilish grin. He's running, he has scissors in his hand, and his shoelaces are untied. And there's a tiny little woman in the background with a literal blue face. And she's yelling at Timmy to stop running.
And your inspiration for this, was this something you actually saw happen?
No, but okay. I've just always had that don't run with scissors for some reason in my brain. So I thought I'd put it on canvas.
That's very cool. A quickie about your youth. Now, you said your father was an architect. In any way, did you get pushed toward architecture and continuing studies in school as opposed?
Kind of the opposite, actually.
Okay.
I went to USC. I was probably a sophomore. I was undeclared. And one of my friends in the sorority was an architecture major, and I saw her doing these awesome looking projects. Right. And I thought, I'm going to do it. So I called my dad. I said, I think I'm going to do architecture. And he goes, don't do it. Don't do it. And he talked me out of it.
Okay.
Sometimes I regret that, but I was a business major and that worked out fine. But I definitely have an appreciation for architecture. And my dad is 80, almost 83, and he still practices. He works about 6 days a week.
Wow.
Wow. And he's still designing.
Go dad.
Very cool stuff.
Go dad. Yeah. You have a very cool family. Starting with your brother and your dad. You just have the coolest family.
Thank you.
You really do.
And I think I do too.
And they've got a cool sister and daughter here.
Thank you.
So if you're just joining us, Jocelyn Miller sits in our artist corner. If you missed any portion of this, it'll be up on the KXFM website. I'll podcast it and put it up a little bit later on today. Has a show this weekend. Tell us about it one more time.
It is at the Laguna Gallery of Contemporary Art. It's on the corner of Pacific Coast Highway and Legion Street. And Saturday evening from 5 to 9, I will be there. There will be a reception, and several of my pieces will be on the walls.
Beautiful. I understand.
And it'll be up all next week as well.
Oh, perfect.
During Art Walk and all of that.
Perfect. Perfect. I'll be sure that we talk about it then as well. And I understand there's also going to be food, too, so that's kind of cool. So, Jocelyn, the website one more time?
Instagram?
Your Instagram. I'm sorry.
My Instagram is Jocelyn with an S. Miller Art.
Okay. Jocelyn Miller sat in our artist corner this morning. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Ed.
All right.
My pleasure.